ocean acidification could threaten some of Alaska's most important fisheries. Researchers warn that populations of red king crab in the Bering Sea, made famous by the show The Deadliest Catch, could collapse by the end of the century. But it's possible the crabs might be able to evolve and adapt to the changing oceans. The big question is, will they have enough time? Rachel Waldholtz from Alaska's Energy Desk went to Kodiak to find out.
About 20 adult male red king crabs move around on the bottom of a tank in Bob Foy's lab in Kodiak. They are giant, they are spiny, they are kind of terrifying, but not to Foy.
Oh my God, you're just grabbing it by the legs?
Absolutely.
Isn't that dangerous?
As long as you stay away from the first two, the pinchers, they're just fine.
In Foy's lab, there are tanks full of crabs everywhere. Baby Tanner crabs no bigger than a quarter, and adult king crabs the size of my torso. Crabs in Tupperware, crabs in laundry baskets, crabs stacked in little crab houses.
Here we have what we call our crab condominium.
There's a tangle of pipes and wires feeding seawater into the different tanks. Each one is carefully calibrated by temperature and pH. Because what this lab really is a peek into the future. These tanks of water represent the oceans around Alaska decades from now. And Foy says the future is alarming.
The expectation in change in pH over the next, say, five decades in Alaska is fairly dramatic.
pH is a measure of how acidic the ocean is. In simple terms, the more carbon dioxide is dissolved in the water, the more acidic it becomes. Ocean acidification is the less well understood fellow traveler to climate change, the other impact of pumping CO2 into the atmosphere. And like climate change, it's happening faster at higher latitudes, like the waters around Alaska, than in the rest of the world. Foy began this work about a decade ago. His lab has been able to run long-term experiments over years, and it's some of the first concrete evidence we have of what ocean acidification might mean for the species that live there. His first results are discouraging. Under conditions similar to what researchers are eventually predicting for Alaska, pretty much all the young red king crabs died.
What that means is if the results in the laboratory are accurate and there's no acclimation, that you would see stock failure about 100 years from now.
In more acidic water, it's harder for many crabs to make and maintain shells. The chemistry just isn't right. But Foy's team found that a bigger problem may be the sheer energy required for crabs to keep their internal pH right when the external pH is wrong. In very acidic water, most red king crabs just didn't make it past the early life stages. But some did. And that's giving researchers hope. Because if the survivors have some trait, something in their genetic makeup that helps them cope with more acidic waters, it's possible they could pass that on to their offspring, and the species could evolve. But with oceans changing so fast, is there time for that?
So that's the question with our animals. Even if they could acclimate in a short period of time, what kind of abilities will they have to do that physiologically if it happens over the scale of 50 years? That's only a handful of generations for a crab species.
This question is something crab fishermen are very aware of.
It's one of those where you don't want to think about it too much, because if you think about it too much, it's pretty depressing. So
Edward Polson is a partner on two Bering Sea crab vessels. He grew up in the industry. He says his dad was one of its pioneers. And Polson knows the science. So do his fellow vessel owners. He says everyone's concerned, but it's hard to think about. The potential problems are far enough in the future, and it's not clear there's anything fishermen can do about it.
So I think a lot of us, that this is all we know, this is what we do, and now the government's telling us, your future might be at risk. I think it's a little bit like you want to put your head in the sand and ignore what could be coming down the path in the future.
He says fishermen basically have two choices. They can try to diversify their business and branch out into other fisheries, or they can hope the crabs adapt. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Kodiak.